content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Ramona Trainer from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading theater previews and movie reviews from around the Triangle to you. We're beginning with some upcoming theater. We'll start, as usual, with a review of what's coming up in theater. On the theater scene, North Carolina Theater is doing Evita. Their audio-described performance is Saturday, October 29th, so that's coming up very soon. Playmakers is currently doing The Parchment Hour. We have a long review on that one. Their audio-described performance is Tuesday, November the 8th. Bear Theater is doing Much Ado About Nothing on Saturday, November 12th, as their audio-described date. That's the classic Shakespeare, somewhat updated in presentation, including a longtime reader, Kurt Binrud. North Carolina Theater, who is doing Evita right now, in December they will be doing A Christmas Story. And Burning Coal Theater Company, also in December, December 4th, they're going to be doing Henry V on Trapeze. Carrie Players is carrying on the Christmas lineup. Their December 4th offering is It's a Wonderful Life. So we've got those shows coming up. Evita, The Parchment Hour, Much Ado About Nothing, A Christmas Story, Henry V on Trapeze, and It's a Wonderful Life. As you know, the Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both offer audio description for any performance requested with a 2-week advance notice. For those theaters, we've got Rock of Ages coming up now, October 25th through October 30th. And then in early November, they're doing Radio City Christmas Spectacular. Theater in the Park, speaking of Christmas shows, is doing A Christmas Carol, as usual, and that will be performed December 3rd through December 14th. So those are the upcoming theater shows that we have to talk about today. We also have a couple of arts scene options. This is from the Carolina Ballet. We've been talking about Dracula, The Mask of the Red Death, quite a bit. They're going to be doing their audio-described performance on Sunday, October the 30th. And then after that, on November 27th, Carolina Ballet is presenting Cinderella. And now for movies and TV, we have Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12, that's the one in Apex, that is giving the descriptive audio showing of Johnny English Reborn. And they'll be showing that at 1 p.m., 3:50 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 9:20 p.m., so plenty of evening opportunities to go see that. For television, Narrative TV provides YouTube videos with audio description for selected television programs. I didn't see any new videos uploaded from the last few weeks, but as a reminder, they're recently uploaded YouTube videos, and recently is within the last month, include several National Geographic specials, When Crocs Ate Dinosaurs, Dogtown Second Chance, Alexander the Great, Gorilla Murders, that kind of fare. You can find their programs both educational, like I just summarized, and also entertainment, on their website. It's www.narrativetv.com. So again, www.narrativetv, and that's all run together, .com. So that's the overview of what we've got. A lot of theater, and then in the movies, Johnny English Reborn. So as I mentioned, we've got a nice review of Playmakers' The Parchment Hour. So let me get into that one. The Parchment Hour is being done by Playmakers. They tossed their books aside, packed only essentials, and finished writing their wills, with only one goal in mind, to fight racial desegregation in interstate bus travel. The young, interracial freedom riders accepted the prospect of death as they rode the bus into the racially divided Deep South in 1961. From October 26th to November 13th, Playmakers Repertory Company at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will present The Parchment Hour, a play inspired by those courageous youth. Writer and director Mike Wiley began researching the history of the Freedom Riders during his stay in 2010 as a Lehman Brady visiting joint chair professor in documentary studies and American studies at Duke and UNC. The Freedom Riders were mostly students, Wiley said. These are 17, 18, 19-year-old students from an array of colleges around the country, without regard to their own lives, aiming to desegregate interstate bus travels in a nonviolent and active way. Originally a student production supported by both the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke and Department of Dramatic Art at UNC, the play garnered enough attention to become a professional production this year. The Parchment Hour tells the tales of different individuals who were attacked and eventually brutally imprisoned in Mississippi's Parchment Farm Penitentiary. While in prison, the students invented a pastime called the Parchment Hour, where they would sing songs, tell jokes and stories, and read the Bible in order to encourage each other in their ongoing battle. Producing artistic director Joseph Hodge saw dramatic potential in the Parchment Hour stories and selected the play for playmakers. It's important for a professional theater to look at this aspect of the movement. The theme is so underexplored in that moment and that struggle. It seemed like an important thing to produce here at UNC, Hodge said. Playmakers has and will continue to host various community events, such as a screening of the PBS film Freedom Riders and pre- and post-show discussions at various locations in Durham and Chapel Hill. It's about creating a platform for community around the issues of the civil rights movement, Associate Artistic Director Jeff Mianza said. Mianza also hopes the conversation will help the audience resist the temptation of considering the civil rights movement done and finished. Wiley also agrees that the movement should not be dismissed as the long-gone past. If history were a neighborhood, slavery would be around the corner and the Freedom Rides would be on your doorstep, Wiley said. You're never too young, he continued. It's never too late. It only takes one person to stand up and say, enough is enough. In one scene of the play, a discussion about none other than the basketball rivalry between Duke and UNC takes place, reminding the audience that as revolutionary and courageous as the Riders were, they were still college kids. In fact, they were Duke students. They were UNC students. It's not a textbook recital of a historic event, but it's filled with vibrancy that gets close to people who understood themselves to be at a threshold moment, Hodge said. They understood themselves to be the beginning of something very important. So that is being done at Playmakers. If you're interested, you can contact them at 919-962-PLAY. That's 919-962-7529. Their box office hours are 12 to 6, Monday through Friday. The entire run is October 26th through November the 13th, but their audio-described performance is Tuesday, November the 8th, and that one will be their evening show at 7:30. So that's the one we have a full review for. The rest of these coming up have previews. So we're going to go ahead with the theater previews now, beginning with Evita. This is being done at North Carolina Theater. Argentina's controversial First Lady, Eva Perón, is the subject of the dynamic musical masterpiece Evita, told through a compelling Andrew Lloyd Webber score that fuses haunting chorales with exuberant Latin, pop, and jazz influences. Evita creates an arresting theatrical portrait as complex as the woman herself. That's being done at North Carolina Theater. Their number is 919-831-6941. You can also reach their box office directly at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Now, the full run for Evita is October 22nd through 30th, so this one will be ending fairly soon. The audio-described performance is Saturday, October 29th at 2 o'clock, so the Saturday matinee. Next up is Rock of Ages, being done at the Durham Performing Arts Center. It's the 5-time Tony Award-nominated smash hit musical, Rock of Ages. It's a hilarious, feel-good love story. Charles Isherwood from the New York Times says it is impossible to resist. Rock of Ages features the greatest songs of the 80s, including hits by Journey, Night Ranger, Styx, Red Speedwagon, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, Poison, Asia, Whitesnake, and many more. That is being done at the Durham Performing Arts Center. You can reach them at 919-688-3722. Their box office hours are 10 to 5, Monday through Friday. And again, the number is 919-688-3722. The run for Rock of Ages is October 25th through November 3rd. And this is the Durham Performing Arts Center, so you can request an audio description for any performance. They do require advance notice, a 2-week advance notice, so you might want to go out and look at the November time frame on that one. Okay, our next one coming up is Bear Theater, doing Much Ado About Nothing. Bear Theater celebrates its 10th year and returns to Raleigh with one of Shakespeare's most popular comedies, originally performed by the company in 2001. Much Ado About Nothing is a comedy about love and deception, with one of the greatest love-hate relationships in literature between Beatrice and Benedict. The two battle wits as friends and family try to trick them into loving each other. Meanwhile, the villainous Don John plots to tear the impending marriage of young lovers Claudio and Hero, as the dim-witted Constable Dogberry and his crew of bumbling night watchmen attempt to save the day. Also watch, or listen, for longtime TRRS volunteer Kurt Benrud as Antonio. Again, that's being done by Bear Theater, and you can reach them at 919-386-9571. For their full run, they're doing 3 weeks at 2 different venues. Their first week, which is October 27th through October 30th, this weekend, is being performed in Durham at the Common Grounds Theater. And weeks 2 and 3 will be November 5th through November 13th, also, or that one in Raleigh, at the Raleigh Ensemble Players Theater. Their audio-described performance is Saturday, November the 12th, at the Raleigh location, and that's their evening show. Now we have the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. This one's being done at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The grandest holiday show of all time comes to the Triangle, first time ever. Fill your heart with Christmas as the world-famous Radio City Rockettes bring their legendary I High Kicks and a cast and crew of over 100 to Durham in America's number one holiday show, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. Adults will love the precision of the Rockettes in numbers such as the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers and Christmas in New York. Children will love multiplying Santas and the elves in Santa's Workshop. Everyone will be inspired by the stunning reenactment of the very first Christmas in The Living Nativity. Create memories that last a lifetime at the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, thrilling families for over 75 years. So definitely a family event if you want to bring everybody along with you. This is being done at the Durham Performing Arts Center. As before, their box office is 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, and the number is 919-688-3722. Their run is November 10th through November 17th. And again, with a 2-week advance notice for Durham Performing Arts Center, you can get audio description for any performance. The North Carolina Theater is going to be doing A Christmas Story. America's number one Christmas movie comes to life on stage as a hilarious holiday musical. Produced by the film's original Ralphie, Peter Billingsby, A Christmas Story, the musical, chronicles young and bespeckled Ralphie Parker as he schemes his way towards the holiday gift of his dreams, a Red Ryder action air rifle BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. A Christmas Story, the musical, features a bright holiday score by composer-lyricist team Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, a hilarious book by Joseph Robinette. It's a perennial classic that will entertain the whole family. It's being produced by the North Carolina Theater in conjunction with Broadway series South and Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, though in November this is probably Hot Fall Nights. As before, their main theater number is 919-831-6941. Their box office is the same, 919-831-6941, but at extension 6944. Their run is November 29th through December 4th, and the audio-described performance is the Saturday matinee on December 3rd. Henry V, On Trapeze, is on offer from Burning Coal Theater Company. Burning Coal teams with New York City's Fight or Flight to present a soaring production of Shakespeare's stirring classic about an unsure king forced by circumstance to lead his nation into battle against a far superior force. Aerial gymnastics will feature prominently. You can reach Burning Coal at 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. Their run is December 1st through 18th, and their audio-described performance, which is sure to be extremely descriptive, is Sunday, December 4th, and that's at 2 p.m. And our final theater offering is It's a Wonderful Life by Carrie Players. This faithful adaptation of the classic film features a joyful Christmas tale. It's the love story of George and Mary, a descent into the darkest hour of a man trapped by circumstance, and a powerful meditation on what truly makes a meaningful life. With entertainment that goes beyond what you think, including wonderful Christmas music and select nights with opening musical performances, this is the must-see show of the holiday season. Begin your tradition today visiting with our family, the Carrie Players family, and don't miss this full-stage production of a holiday classic. And this is by Carrie Players. The tickets are available through Carrie Arts Center at 919-469-4069. That's 919-469-4069. And the performance is in their brand new Carrie Arts Center stage. The run is December 1st through 5th. The Saturday, December 3rd performance is done at both 3 and 8 p.m., while the Carrie Holiday Tree lighting is taking place between those two performances. So if you want to attend the Carrie Holiday Tree lighting, you can attend their Saturday, December 3rd performance, either one, and either stay late or come early. However, the audio-described performance is the next day, Sunday, December 4th, at their matinee. So a little bit of a trade-off there. Okay, we've got a couple of arts scene, the ballet. We've really been talking a lot about the Carolina Ballet doing Dracula, Mask of the Red Death. That one's coming up on the on October 30th for the audio described. As always, that is a really exceptionally beautiful music. The music is outstanding, and a great ballet. It says, when the Prince of Darkness and the Master of Horror debuted here last season, the double feature played to sold-out houses and left audiences anticipating the pair's next visit. Good news! Both have graciously accepted the invitation to return this season for a strictly limited Halloween engagement. Also, this is their second, perhaps, annual performance. The run finishes up on October 30th, which also happens to be the audio-described performance. That's the audio-described on Sunday, October 30th at 2 p.m. And you can call the Carolina Ballet line at 919-719-0900. They're going to follow that in November with Cinderella. Robert Weiss's new version of his ballet, set to Igor Stravinsky's Concerto for Two Solo Pianos, highlights our Thanksgiving week offering, which opens with the company's popular one-hour version of Cinderella, set to an original score by Carl Morosky, played live. This win-win combination offers two sides of classical ballet at its finest, an additional cause for celebration during the November holiday. Their run is that Thanksgiving week, November 23rd through the 27th. The audio described performance is Sunday, November 27th, the matinee at 2 p.m. And again, you can reach the Carolina Ballet line at 919-719-0900. And finally, we have a movie review for the upcoming movie, Johnny English Reborn. It will be shown at the Apex Regal Beaver Creek Theater. The show times are 1:10, 3:50, 6:30, and 9:10. So, Johnny English Reborn. The critic reviews for this movie were 1.5 to 3 stars. I didn't see any viewer ratings thus far, but we've got a review here by Robert Abel. He's writing for the Los Angeles Times. Like any international spy movie worth its salt, Johnny English Reborn boasts helicopter stunts, exotic locations, choreographed fighting, and nifty gadgets. But because this is a comedy starring gifted British comic actor Rowan Atkinson, what's more memorable, and hilariously so, is the simplest form of decorum-puncturing mayhem, an adjustable office chair that won't stop adjusting during a meeting with the Prime Minister. Atkinson's agent acts as if nothing untoward is happening in a sequence that's entirely reminiscent of his forebear, Peter Sellers, staring at that ever-unrolling toilet paper in The Party. MI7 agent English is the newer bumbler in Atkinson's canon after rubbery everyman Mr. Bean, last seen in the 2007 comedy Mr. Bean's Holiday. Good-natured Bean's speechless, innocent shenanigans may be more classically iconic, but English, introduced in the 2003 worldwide hit Johnny English, gives Atkinson a chance to add to his prodigious slapstick abilities a well-honed gift, seen to best effect on the BBC sitcom Blackadder, for 100-yard stare arrogance and a withering baritone. The gangly performer can combine the two in the subtlest of ways for brilliant effect, and it's often the saving grace in what is otherwise routine vehicle for Atkinson's talents. So while a Tibetan mountain prologue setting up English's long exile from Her Majesty's Secret Service spits out the requisite kung fu training gags, it's watching the actor's stoic mug develop a twitchy eye, sparked by anyone referring to the failed mission that ruined his reputation, that brings the most delicately silly comic pleasure. Elsewhere, writer Hamish McCall and director Oliver Parker attempt to update spoof elements to reflect recent trends in spy movies, namely the parkour action of Casino Royale and the Bourne movies. Faced with a roof-hopping, wall-scaling villain, English casually takes the elevator. Then there's the real-life privatization of government, which leads to one of the better jokes that MI7 is now Toshiba British Intelligence. The story, though, is a hodgepodge of espionage flick tropes, coming in from the cold English and an eager young sidekick, Daniel Kaluuya, are tasked by the chief, Gillian Anderson, to uncover an assassination ring plotting to take out the Chinese premier. Along the way, our hero feels the competition from a smooth-talking hotshot agent, Dominic West, develops a fondness for a fetching behavioral psychologist, Rosamund Pike, and has disastrous run-ins with an elderly assassin whose weapon is a tricked-out vacuum cleaner. But all that matters with efforts like this is whether the cookie-cutter plotting serves up enough situations for Atkinson to contort himself into and out of jams. After all, are the narratives what you remember from the Pink Panther movies, or the silly things, like that Clouseau could so easily get his finger caught in a spinning globe? So Johnny English Reborn is being shown at the Regal Beaver Creek Stadium in Apex. And And now, with the few minutes we've got left, we've talked a couple of times about the North Carolina Library of the Blind and their descriptive video service, but I haven't quite gone over how the thing works, so let me go ahead and read you that description. They've got, as I say, over 500 movies there, all of those with the descriptive video. So the descriptive video service... Our descriptive video service, DVS, is made possible by the State Library of North Carolina and the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. DVS movies have a voice describing actions, characteristics, and dress of the actors, as well as details of the scenery or setting. This descriptive voice speaks during the time when there is no dialogue. These videos and movie discs can be enjoyed by everyone, both sighted and visually impaired. Our videos and movie discs play on ordinary VCRs, DVD players, and televisions. The library does not loan or repair video equipment. Currently, we have over 500 videos in our collection, including older and contemporary titles, as well as children's titles. You must be an active library patron to join the DVS Club. There is a one-time membership fee of $20. However, if you lose or damage a movie, you will need to join again by paying another $20. All movies go through the mail free matter for the blind. Individuals may borrow one movie at a time. Institutions may borrow up to three. The loan period is 3 weeks. When we receive your membership form and fee, we will send you a catalog of DVS titles, which you may use to order movies. The library staff doesn't make movie selections for you. It is your responsibility to ensure that the library has a list of requests. You may send your requests by mail or phone in up to 12 at a time on our toll-free line at 1-888-388-2460. That's 1-888-388-2460. You may send in as many requests as you like, but we can't send the movies in any particular order or guarantee a specific time when they will be sent. Please order your movies by catalog number. As we receive a returned movie in the mail, we will send another. Please remember that we only send another movie if you have requests on file and if your requests are available. As new titles are added to the collection, they will be listed in the library's newsletter, Tar Heel Talk. And that's what I've been looking at to get those updates for you. We update the catalog every 2 years. If you have questions about the DVS program, call us, and us in this case is the North Carolina Library for the Blind, not TRRS, but call them at 1-888-388-2460. That's 1-888-388-2460. If you would like to subscribe to the program, complete the following form. And then they have a form for membership. It's a fairly basic. I'm sure that they would be able to direct you to it and help you with the form. Basically, it asks for your name, address, and phone number, and then you get to select a catalog in either large print, a cassette tape, or in Braille. And then it's followed by the descriptive video order form, and I think that would probably make a lot more sense after you actually had the catalog in hand. So we have run out of time for today's episode of the Theater Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ramona Trainer, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long, until next time.